Exclusive: 3 agents deployed from Canadian border catch COVID in Texas. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on July 29, 2021. At least 3 U.S. Border Patrol agents detailed to Texas from the Canadian boundary tested positive for COVID-19 within a week of their arrival, according to a source operating under the umbrella of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The source said other agents and National Guardsmen may also be exposed to the virus. A source within CBP speaking on condition of anonymity told Breitbart Texas that at least 3 agents recently deployed from the Canadian border to the Del Rio sector tested positive for COVID-19. The agents are detailed from their home stations to work in the soft-sided migrant processing station in Eagle Pass, Texas. 3 detailed agents already tested positive for COVID, the source told Breitbart. 2 of the guys are from the same station. The source said the detainees came to Texas from their normal duty stations along the Canadian border less than a week ago. The source told Breitbart Texas he has worked in close proximity to the agents who tested positive. He added that many of the agents are commuting together as is worried about contracting the virus as well. 2 of the newly infected agents were fully vaccinated. The 3rd agent had not. Other agents may have also been exposed to the outbreak that appears to be coming from the Eagle Pass processing facility. 1 agent also said that a National Guard soldier is also reported to have contracted the virus. At least 70 Border Patrol agents in the Rio Grande Valley sector have tested positive for COVID-19, according to reports earlier this week. A large percentage of those infections occurred in the past few weeks as increasing numbers of migrants are testing positive. As a result of the increasing numbers of migrants being transported and released into communities along the Texas border, Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order on Wednesday directing Department of Public Safety, DPS, troopers to stop and vehicles they believe are transporting migrants who were released from Border Patrol facilities, Breitbart Texas reported. The dramatic rise in unlawful border crossings has also led to a dramatic rise in COVID-19 cases among unlawful migrants who have made their way into our state. And we must do more to protect Texans from this virus and reduce the burden on our communities, said Governor Abbott. This executive order will reduce the risk of COVID-19 exposure in our communities. Earlier this week, Hidalgo County Judge Richard Cortez, a Democrat, criticized the Biden administration regarding the release by CBP into his communities who are infected with COVID-19, Breitbart's Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby reported. During the first 2 weeks in July, 135 migrants being detained in the Rio Grande Valley sector tested positive for the coronavirus. This marks a 900% increase over the previous 14 months, Fox News stated. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price PTX and Facebook. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.